Welcome back.
There you go.
Welcome back. This is us. We're back at T-Pan, the podcast about nothing. It's been a while.
Look, let's keep it a buck. This is take two. We had some technical difficulties for the first 8 minutes of this podcast. It's going to feel a little stiff.
Because we were working.
Keep it 100.
We've never used this.
Yeah, we've never used this shit before. We're fucking bringing back the podcast.
A real podcast, a legitimate one.
Like, proper, yeah. We're not going to fuck around with YouTube.
Fuck that YouTube shit.
Dumb. Yeah, we were, like, hustling backwards.
You got to crawl before you can walk, dog.
Fuck that, I'm sprinting. Head first.
Head first into the wall, dog. I got this.
Every time.
Yeah, so we're back. I mean, so we're going.
Yeah, we're back.
Well, you know, James and I have podcast. We've been like doing shit. We work with Not Your Mans. So, shout out to Not Your Mans. If you don't know what that is, it's an album review group. And James is actually on the podcast with Not Your Mans.
I'm famous, y'all.
Oh shit! Our tags. You can follow me on Twitter at Barrett. That's B A. Double R E double T underscore bless. I don't know how to explain that differently. It's Barrett Bless. It feels me. Go ahead, James.
It's just Stefan underscore Walko at Twitter.
At Twitter?
On Twitter. And then you heard me, bitch.
At Twitter.
Stutter. And then on Instagram, it's Walko underscore just underscore does it underscore it. Because I hate myself. I made it long as fuck.
Yo, what's my Insta? Yeah. Hold on, bro.
I think it's the One Real Pebble or some shit. You change your handles online more often than you change your underwear.
No, bro. It's not my fault. I got hacked twice. God damn, Britannia got some big ass titties.
You got to stay off the porn sites.
Nah, bro. I had these like models for Instagram models. I'm the fuck. Oh, okay.
You mean these bitches? Don't forget to swipe up for my premium.
Yeah, those bitches. But I ain't swiping up. But you can holler at me.
Hell.
You can holler at me on Instagram the same way as well. Barrett underscore bless. And my name is Moonlander Barry. So I'm on the moon.
See, you changed it again. It was One Real Pebble like the other day or something.
Nah, bro. Niggas be out here. I gotta keep switching up. Britannia, bro.
You're trying to make it harder for people to find you.
Nicki Minaj can get it too. All right.
No, her ass, Nick. Britannia's ass does not match her legs.
No, but I would fuck the shit out of her, JoJo Barbie.
That's degrading to women.
No, that's not degrading.
You take them out on a nice date and you would thank them for consensual sex afterwards.
I would woo them into submission.
No, not submission. That's not the right word. I'm gonna put her in a full Nelson.
She ain't ready. Choke slam.
And I'm gonna restrict her breathing just a little.
What the fuck? Oh, Demi Rose Mobby, you are a diamond in the rough, girl. Miss Dolly Castro.
Demi Rose Bagby. You talking about that?
No, it's Demi Rose. It's Mawby, Mobby. She's like a model.
Bro, okay. you wanna take a deep dive with me real quick, Barrett?
Just saying.
Do you know about the secret life of the Instagram model?
How they live a fake life?
No, bro. Okay, so this is
this is completely
awesome. Okay.
Let's go.
This is going to go. There is no subject. This is the podcast about nothing.
Nothing.
Fight me. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. All right. This is going to go. We're going to go deep here. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready, bro.
Buckle up. Okay. So this has to do with Instagram models, pedophilia, celebrity deaths, and Dubai.
What the fuck?
All right. I told you to buckle up.
Dubai.
All right, I need you to have a 5-point harness on. All right, I'm telling
we're
you,
we're going diving.
We're about to go on a trip.
We're diving. I got you, bro. All
right, so I'm not an expert. I'm actually an idiot. I have no idea what I'm talking about. That is the disclosure.
Right, I'm not black. Ready? I'm OJ. That's my disclosure.
Let's start talking about Instagram models, right? Bitches is bad, right? You got fat asses. Some of them are like fitness models and stuff, right?
Right.
Super hot, right?
Right.
And they go on these like it's kind of vague what they actually do for a living, you know, like, oh, I'm a fitness trainer, all right? Or like, I do like something. Like, I don't even know what most of them do for a living. Now, some of them have become very clever, and they've done this thing where they sell like nudes and stuff like that. Most of them are tasteful nudes, of course, you know, the kind involving flowers and black and white filters.
Yeah, like Britannia.
But some of them are a little more lewd. But they it's kind of genius, right? Because there's people that will pay for it, so why not?
No.
And then there's other ones. Here we like, I wouldn't. Either because I'm not a cuck.
Yeah. I refuse to.
Nah, I'm not with that shit. But and porn is free.
Xvideos.com. That's besides
the point. Like I'm saying xhamster.com, Pornhub, YouPorn, Spankwire. Come on. If you want to do some throwback shit and you only want to do photos, isn't like Photo Hub or some shit? I think you know it's XPix. It's XPix.com.
Oh, damn it. I forgot my favorite one back in the day. It was Slut something.
God anyways, that's besides the point. We know a lot of porn websites.
Deadass, B.
All right. So some of them, though, they have these, like, this image that they have, right? Where they pose sexily in their photos and stuff, of course, but it's almost like they're trying to also pull off, like, a wholesome thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at my booty, I love Jesus, or like, you know, shit like that. And they're like fitness experts and shit like that.
Right.
But it's so vague about how they actually make their money. And they go on these luxurious vacations all the time.
You can't explain it.
And they go to like Dubai and shit. And I'm like, bitch, you're not even really like, you're not that kind of famous. So what are you doing there? Well, it turns out that there's a, I'm not going to say all of them. That's why I had the whole long intro here about what all the other ones do to make money. There's some of them that go to Dubai and they let oil emperors shit on their chests.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry. Where did I lose
you? They let emperors shit on their chests?
Like oil empire people. You know what I'm saying? Like super filthy rich people. Shit. They're like Arabs.
Shit on their chest.
Or Arabs?
Yeah.
Adam Arab will get upset at me if I say it wrong. I think it's Arab, not Arab.
Yeah, it's Arab.
Right, Arab. Arab. Okay, so shout out Adam the Arab.
Arab. Adam the Arab.
So there's a small group of them who actually do this thing where they pay these models to come. And they try to see, they get together and they bring each of them, bring like a girl and shit. And they and they see who can get the girl to let them do the most disgusting thing to them. And so like they'll do things like shit on them or like pee on in their mouths and like, you know, like make them stick things up their butts, like stuff like that. Right. Or they'll just like fuck them and like gangbang them and shit. And they pay them like just fucking buku bucks for this shit, right? And all they have to do is be quiet about it. It's like this whole like underground thing.
Wow. Right?
Because in Dubai it's not illegal, and it's not illegal to go to Dubai. It's certainly not illegal to come back to Dubai from Dubai richer than you were. And then there's also like all these celebrities that go out there too, right? And there's this whole like culture in Dubai that's like underground shit, like is not like the normal everyday people that like live there and work there and stuff.
Right.
It's like the secret society section of Dubai. There's like whole like pedophilia rings and like all this shit. Are you ready? This is really
I'm listening. You got me.
We're gonna go a little further off the rails, right? Are you ready?
Oh yeah, keep going.
So all these like celebrities that go out there are all connected to each other and stuff, and then there's other celebrities that find out about stuff that happens there or that happens here through those same people who go to Dubai and like are involved with these rings, this pedophilia rings and stuff. There really is like an undercurrent of pedophilia in Hollywood, and this is all alleged. I have no proof. This is all like conjecture from shit that I have seen online, just for clarity. So there's like, for example, Chris Cornell, who committed suicide with a exercise belt of some sort, I believe. And there was a type of medication that you can't overdose on that was in his system. And they said that he overdosed on that, but then that was later redacted from like the police reports and shit. Like they took it back, I guess, or some shit.
Right.
And then the he allegedly hung himself with was found that you like it was like it would have been very difficult for you to actually kill yourself with it. Like there was a dude who like hung himself with it and then gave like a whole speech while he was hanging.
What?
Yeah. And it was so like the reason why people have started to look into it and think it seems a little sketchy is that there was a there's like a whole bunch of shit online about how like he was about to like say something about like all the pedophile shit in Hollywood, so they offed his ass. And there's other celebrities who are also connected to him and other celebrities like that who have also been alleged suicides, but they were also like just about to come clean about something. Like he put like his last tweet before he quote unquote killed himself was like, fuck this bullshit. I'm about to like come clean about everything or some shit like that. Something along those lines. But then he just like offed himself.
Damn, that's whoa, bro. Look, man, that's right? Way too deep for episode one of this podcast.
We out here. Fucking shots. Bow, bow, bow.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, so there's a lot of like sketchy shit going on with Hollywood and like Instagram models who, so basically the moral of the story, booty you were jerking off to on Instagram, she may have gotten shit on one time by an Arab.
I'm going to beat my meat to regular porn stars.
That's how it should be.
Like my four followers before me.
Exactly. Now, our forefathers before us beat their meat to like ankles.
I mean, technically, you're right.
Well, not my dad, like, or your dad. They beat off to, like, Hustler or, like, Penthouse.
Yeah.
And then they beat off to, like, stop-motion films or, like, 8mm reels. And then, like, or not even, probably. Because, like, that would have been, like, the Great Depression and shit.
Yeah. True.
So then their forefathers before them jerked off to, like, or they just went and paid prostitutes, probably.
Yeah, which is back in that day. Therefore,
either were fucking like in caves and shit, or like paying to see a woman's ankle in an alleyway, and then like going home and masturbating, thinking about it later because they were like English or some shit. And that's what a gentleman would do.
I'm a gentleman.
What even is this episode? We are 15 minutes in, and we have been. I should not have taken acid before we started this.
He gets deep when he's on acid gas. No, I'm joking. He's never done acid.
So what was your topic?
Oh.
I've never done acid. I'm terrified. I got another one. I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
If in a consequence-free world, if you could experiment with any psychedelic right now, what would it be?
Huh. That's a really good question.
Please sit silently while you
I'm
think
thinking
about
shrooms.
It. So our listeners, I see. I was thinking shrooms seemed kind of lame. If it was like consequence free.
I would do the DMT.
Queef consequence queef.
Consequence. You heard me. Consequence free.
I didn't even think about DMT.
DMT.
DMT is another one that's probably not like really that sketchy.
Yeah, I don't trust it though. Told. I'm sleeping.
Yeah, like anything that makes me see shit, I'm not with.
Yeah.
I'm like, that scares
me. Yeah. I'm all right. I'm all right.
Makes like rabbits talk.
Facts. Facts.
Facts. I don't know, man. I guess I would. My first answer probably would have been shrooms too, because I've honestly only ever heard good things about shrooms.
I don't do hallucinations. Yes.
Had plenty.
Well,
of chances
I did. I did salvia.
We live in Florida. I did salvia when I was in New York, but it was illegal.
Samesies.
It wasn't that great. Although I did feel like we were in the truck and we were driving down the highway. Like, I think we were in like Rochester or some shit. And we were heading to Long Island. And it was night. And like, we just smoked a blunt that was like, it was like half, it was a fat like Dutch. And it was like half salvia, half wheat. Mind you guys, this is like 8 years ago.
Yeah. Suburban dad now.
And it so true. And then so like after we were done and we were just driving and I like closed my eyes and shit, like, and then I was just like, it was like we were traveling. It was just like stop. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, shit.
And then I went to Mark's house.
Sounds like a great day to me.
It was fun.
So, okay. I guess, like, nah, mine's when I did salvia in New York, dude. I just laughed. I laughed a lot. That was it. Thought I was a Joker for, like, 2 minutes. I'm obsessed with Batman, so that makes sense. But, like, I don't know, man. Bitch. Hello? Oh.
I'm still here. Sorry. I actually muted my mic by accident. I said, who were you with when you did that? Because I laughed. That's hilarious.
I was with Aline.
Oh, you were. I was going to say, you don't have the same name.
Aline broke your foot.
Yeah. Remember when Richie said he turned into a house?
Rich, I do remember that.
That's hilarious. I fucking, you know, okay, kids, don't do drugs. Especially don't fucking do K2. I almost fucking died. I was a stupid teenager. I was like, it's legal weed. I thought I almost fucking died.
Just for now, coppers.
My ex had to like force feed me a hamburger from Checkers to restore me to life.
You know how many near-death experiences we really had, dude?
Bro, you stopped breathing one time. I think Mitch had to punch you in the chest or something.
Aline slapped me in the face 3 times.
And then,
like, he was about to call 911, and I just woke up, and Mitch pulled up in a PT Cruiser. He's like, we're going to the races! And I was like, okay!
Aline's like, just quit breathing.
Yeah,
he's
like, yeah, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to the races. He's like, you weren't breathing. I was like, nah, bro.
That happens sometimes, bro.
I was like, it's life, man.
Bro, I'm pretty sure I had alcohol poisoning on multiple occasions. Oh, hell yes. Yeah, like my whole teenage life is like a what to do.
Fact.
Like I'm 95% sure I knocked like a good 15 points off my
life. I'm 99% sure I knocked a good 25 years off my life.
I am high functioning because of my like sometimes I'm doing shit at work and I just blank out. I'm just like, what was I doing? Where am I? Sir, I'm here to buy some paint.
What? Paint?
Where am I?
What is paint?
What year is it? Just fuck.
Oh, sorry. That was fun. Fuck, dude. All right.
Yeah, it's a good topic. Good topic. Let's
get back on topic.
That's the point. There isn't
one. We have millions of topics. Like the whole Drake. And
oh, this again.
Yeah, dude.
So we talked about that in our first take, but I feel like we didn't really talk about it enough anyway. So this is take two. So let's first, what are we talking about?
The whole
about?
Beef. Okay, so like when you thought the beef was done, you know, Drake drops the video with LeBron James. I was about to say with James Walko. LeBron.
OBO.
I was about to say with James Walko and his TV show The Shop on HBO. But that's a low key plug for LeBron though, for people that don't know about that show. LeBron. Pay me.
Yeah, because everybody that listens to our podcast who's nobody.
This is a podcast about nothing. We out here.
Yeah.
All right.
So what exactly do you want to talk about this for? Like, what is, like, what? What do you want?
What I want is your honest opinion on how it's going. Like, what do you think is happening? Like,
how it's
like,
going?
No. Like, 40, they say now Pusha T says, 40. Wait, let me backtrack. Let me give the right information. Drake went to Wyoming. On the shop, Drake talked about his Wyoming trip and how Kanye was trying to lead him astray. So Drake, you know, then Drake played March 14th for Kanye.
Which is stupid, in my opinion. If you're in if you're somewhere where somebody who's associated with somebody who's known to be in opposition of you, why would you play them?
Because
like family.
Drake was saying he was feeling the vibe. No, because Drake was feeling the vibe. Kanye was like, "Look, man, I'm better now." He's like, "Dude, I want to be your Quincy Jones. I want to help you succeed." And like Drake was like, "Really, man?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I don't." He's like, "I'm rich. I got a house. I got a wife. I got kids. I want to help you. You know, be happy and succeed." And Drake got the feels. He was like, "All right, bro. You know, like." Let me play you. He was like, "Because you got to be transparent. I know that's something you don't like to do. I need you to be transparent. I need you to let me listen to your tracks. I know that's something you don't like." Jacob's like, "All right, for you, I'll do it." And that's how Kanye fucking found out.
That's where Drake fucked up. What are they, like, literally, you're supposed to keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. That's all Kanye was doing.
Yeah, sure.
That's all he was doing. And then, like, oh, surprise! Pusha T found out. Like, fuck, you fucking idiot. Like, you're supposed to be Drake. Make better decisions.
But once Push found out, wait, so then after the shop drop, Pusha drops a statement saying, "Kanye never told me.
It wasn't a statement. He went on Joe Budden's
podcast. Oh, yeah, it was on Joe Budden's podcast saying, Kanye never told me. It was his homeboy, 40. The same dude same person that Pusha did take shots at.
That Pusha did.
Yeah. And his diss track.
The boy six.
Yeah. So, you know.
I think Pusha T's full of shit. I think it's smart. I think he's trying to. I think he's trying to break the band.
To take
to get 40 and Drake beef. For Drake to get mad at him and shit.
To take down an empire, you need to take out the king's lieutenant.
48 laws of power, bitch.
Like it's just common sense. I think it's a battle strategy, in my opinion. So I think there's a lot more to this beef.
Yeah, and I think it's bullshit.
That's going to extend. I think this beef isn't over. And like Jay Prince keeps coming out saying,
"If
we can squash him, he's a man."
Jay Prince is just making himself look stupid. because that's not how people talk nowadays. This is 2018.
And I was like, my like, question is, who the fuck is Jay Prince?
He's in a show at your house.
I just wanted you to know the long pop.
He's
like Suge Knight.
He's on the same.
Oh.
He's in the same like.
He's not Merck from niggas.
Like that, you know, like that. That's what I'm saying. When Drake was saying Mob Ties, that's who he was talking about. I'm like, I don't want to make any assumptions.
You know yeah, I got you.
Not that I'm scared.
I'm terrified.
Man, that man talks like a pimp.
He is a pimp. He is a pimp.
He straight up talks like a pimp.
He was smacking me.
But, like, anyways, I think Pusha T's full of shit about the 40 shit, and I think Drake's full of shit about the diss record. I think he's posturing. I don't think he actually has
really? Savage ass. I think Drake has a track. Because Drake replied really fast with Duppy. And Duppy wasn't bad. I honestly like Duppy. Like, he was like, because he was ignoring Pusha, though. He was like, I understand why you're doing this, Push, because Kanye. So I'm going at Kanye.
Yeah.
You know, but.
He went for the lieutenant instead of the general.
Yeah.
But then the lieutenant. Kept clapping at him.
Lieutenant is knocking the fuck out right now. But like,
who do you think? What do you think the score is right now?
I don't care what anybody says, dude. At the end of, and this isn't me being a Drake stan. I just think.
Oh, here we go. You got your dick out right now.
I just think
it's in your head. You're like, I'm not a Drake stan.
No. I'm not a Drake stan in any type of way. That's what I'm going to say. Push is owning this shit right now. Just because.
Mm-hmm. You changed it because I made it.
No. I was actually trying to throw you off from the beginning, but you made a dick joke with maybe even better.
But, oh, it's old red hair. You just got like teleported. That was weird.
Did I?
Audio glitch.
Hold on.
Yeah, it was like. Whoa. I can still hear you. I don't think we can edit these, by the way. So this is just like, it just goes live. What's the point, man? I don't want to edit. That's where we fucked up with YouTube, man. It was less organic because we cut shit out. Fuck it, man. If we say something, like, that's why I gave disclaimers. I don't actually know what I'm talking about. I'm not an expert. I'm just here to talk shit with my friend.
Facts. All right. No editing. Facts. We'll just throw it up. On the foot. No. Yeah. I'm out here.
This goes live.
Thug, nigga.
We out here making accusations.
OJ didn't do it. Nah.
Breaking news. Ooh, hold that. Nah, he never did it. He wrote a book, If I Did It. Did you know
OJ had a book If I Had Done It.
Did you know that OJ had a prank show called Juiced?
I did, actually.
It was after the murder shit. That's wild. They gave him a TV show.
He was acquitted, James. What more did you want from him?
And then he went on to have a TV. Yeah, but his wife. Okay, even if he didn't do it, his wife just got murdered, and he went on to do a reality show.
To get his mind off of it, he went to work.
And did funny shit and made like a video where he was like, it was like a rap video. He's got a rap song.
It's called The Juice.
I can't. Is OJ even like a real person? Like, what is OJ?
He is a man. He is a man's man.
Do you think he? That's ridiculous.
It's OJ. It's the juice, baby. It's the juice.
Anyways,
I guess your turn, bro.
Man, what are you talking about? I talked for the first 20 minutes. The
subject.
Come up with another 10 minutes for the conversation.
I'm talking about for the subject.
Oh, I definitely didn't come prepared for this.
Oh, okay. So the beautiful thing about the podcast about nothing is this is legitimately going to be 100% just throwing it out there type shit. There's no.
Yeah, no, we don't.
There's no rehearsing.
We don't come prepared. That's not a thing.
My motto is, would you rather me show up late or not at all?
Exactly. Look, okay. I do have something to say. Okay, I know you're my friend, so this is going to seem biased. But, okay, so people, we do stuff for Not Your Mans, like we said before. I got a lot of shit for my review on the Carter 5 because I'm a fan, I guess.
You are
a stan. I like how I keep saying it, I guess. Like,
you're
I
don't a stan, know except you're I'm not a stan,
I am a fan.
You played Rolling in the
But, like, I got a lot of shit.
Work. Go ahead, sorry.
Is it not a good album? Like, did I wasn't bullshitting.
It was a great album.
It's the I said it's gonna be top five this year. For me. It's gonna be
I was listening for Booker Ryan, Nipsey Hussle, My Own Way, fucking T.I.
But Carter Trap 5.
Dying. Fucking
that song Famous speaks to me.
Don't you sleep.
Yeah. Hot take. Carter 5 was better.
Was hotter than what?
I said hot take. Carter 5 was better than T.I.'s album.
I don't know. Because I really fuck with T.I.'s album. Like, Tip's album. Was. Shout out T.I. King of the South.
T.I.'s album was fire.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, because T.I.'s going to hear this.
T.I., bro, to me, is like Uncle T.I. now. You know what I mean? Like, he's just.
T.I., I put T.I. and Ludacris in like.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what they do, you're going to support that shit.
Yeah, and like honestly, Ludacris can still spit too.
I'm still waiting for another album besides Ludiversal.
Ludiversal was good though.
I know, but I'm tired of listening to the same fucking album.
Yeah, it's true. And then Burning Bridges was good too.
But that was only on a Google play. He did it, yeah.
Was it? I didn't even know. I found it by accident.
I had it when I had my Android back in my caveman years. I listened to the album because it was free.
Android man, are you an Apple man?
No, man, I'm just a whatever I can afford at the moment, man.
You're a sheep.
Oh,
bat.
I don't like
new UIs.
Oh my god, we're not playing this game. I'm not getting into the phone game. I just feel like people who have Android phones need to grow the fuck up. But like, we're not gonna play this.
Your mom needs to grow the fuck up.
Has an iPhone.
Yeah, iPhones are for 12-year-old white girls.
Ooh, and celebrities. I guess I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, who are. They don't have time to learn new UIs either. Or they're just stupid and pretty. You're not as pretty.
That's all right, so speaking of albums, I think Big Sean's about to drop an album soon.
You think so? His last album was.
I decided.
It was good. It was good. I wasn't like.
I think Sean is maturing in the way I want him to. Like, in mark my words, in the next three albums by Big Sean, he's going to be a megastar. I give him three more albums. Like, he's slowly, every album, finding a more of a niche. Like, I think Sean is the latest developer, but he's going to be the most profit.
Nah, bro. He's already made mad money. Like, he did the pop thing first.
Yes, this is. But Drake is the megas. You know what I mean? From that group.
Yeah, Drake is the megas too. But, like, Sean definitely secured a major killer.
Shout out to
Big Sean. Definitely secured. He definitely secured, like, a bag before he started making more, like, emotional, like, deep shit. Like, before he started talking about,
come on. Ass.
Yeah, like, did a lot of pop shit first. Even that song Bounce Back, like, off of
pop.
That shit was, like,
yeah, he's always gonna have those hits, though. But what I'm saying is, like, just Because, like, what I like about him, he's like, yeah, one of his verse, I forget how the whole lyric goes in his verse, but he was like, how, you know, how he making money with no solo tour. And, like, that's crazy because, like, he's making a fuck ton of money. And, like, most people have to go on their solo tours and sell out to make the type of money that he's accumulating.
It's all about getting, like, the right deals and, like, securing the rights to your own music and, like, owning your masters and shit like that.
Oh, I agree with you, bro.
If that's what, that's all that shit that, like, Chance the Rapper was talking about. On Joe Budden's podcast. That's how Big Sean did the same kind of shit. Except he did it in, like, kind of a more long, like, he's kind of owned by a label first.
Yeah.
Heard himself. But I believe he's still probably under contract and has to release a certain number of albums.
But I'm telling you, 3 more albums, maybe mark my words. I really do, bro. I really do.
What's his album release rate at this point? Because I feel like it takes him a long time to release it.
Him and Cole. Or like, even.
J. Cole takes forever.
Him and Cole, man.
Ridiculous amounts of time in between albums.
It is a metric fuck ton.
Seriously, what about all the this year that haven't dropped an album in like 10 years and shit?
I mean, facts.
They're just coming out of nowhere and dropping albums. There's this dude, he's like, I think he's in his 40s. If not, he's like in his late 30s. Don't get mad if I said you're in your 40s and you're not. But King Magnetic, he's like, and he dropped his first album at 36, I think he says.
Really?
Like, yeah. Really? What's your old head drop?
Damn.
First album at 36, yeah, that's what he says.
We need to get motivated like that, bro.
We're not even close. You kidding?
First album at 36. Hey, Jay-Z was 32 before he got his first album.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Nah, bro. Mark my words. Famous by 31.
How old are you now?
26.
You better get to work. You finna be 27.
Yeah, don't worry. We got this.
Real soon.
It's a team effort.
Like, man, I'll tell you. You're closer to 30 than you are 20.
I mean, judging by that, by your math, yes. But
yeah, it's not by my math. It's by your math.
Because by my math, I'm still youthful and spry.
By my math, still
I'm
savage.
Savage.
Dab, oh, dab.
Why do you have to enunciate your dab?
Because well, people can't see me.
Why would you dab in real life?
Unless the dab. Because the dab is to be ironic. Well, now that I've explained it, Barry, it's not funny. Thanks. But I guess the dab could have been implied.
Biatch! All right.
All right, Barry, try to grab the reins.
Yeah, control I'm the pot, trying, man. We got to reel it back in.
Talk about serious shit,
bro.
What's going on in the world?
So, did you hear what's happening with fucking Saudi Arabia? Not only Saudi Arabia, but it's one of those like countries in that area. Basically, a let me tell you what's going down though. Like, I think you'll know once I finish it, the sentence. So, Saudi Arabia is having, like, they're like, this guy that's a journalist is, like, talking back about, like, the president. They're like, that nigga's horrible. Mm-hmm. So, you see this guy going into, like, this building. I forget what the building is. I'm pretty sure it's something nice, so I'm not going to get fucked up by saying it wrong. So, he goes into a building, and then he goes... And he never comes out. So he's presumed dead. Right? So then the country's like, since he's U.S., you know, that's some crazy shit because he works for the New York Times. So the country's like, we have no idea. He left out back. Oh yeah, we have cameras out back, but like they don't hold pitcher. And they don't hold pitcher that long. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, and then I was like, what do they have? Like the Snapchat? Like, oh, I'm sorry, we recorded through Snapchat. Not very convenient, but boy, those filters.
Man, yeah, the flower crown filter is really funny when somebody's robbing you. It's so funny. It really diffuses the situation. You know?
So then...
But you can't keep the footage from 24 hours. Sorry.
But then, wait, it gets better. So now, and the U.S., and like everybody's like, you know, what's going on? What's going on? So like Trump is basically like, hey, man, they about to buy $1 billion worth of weapons from me, B. Like, I can't really fuck this up right now. You know, and the country's like, okay, you know, now they denied kidnapping him and like torturing him and all. They deny it all. That country's like, nah, it ain't us, B. You got us all fucked up right now, Jack. And then he's like, so now they tell us, all right, America, let's just say hypothetically, if we were to torture him,
we know where
he died. You know.
Oh, God.
What do you guys have to say about it? Are you, like, mad? Oh, it wasn't us. They're like, maybe it was us.
How are you not going to war?
Yeah. He's like, maybe it was us. You didn't like that answer? Which I consider respectful, because they're asking us which answer would we prefer. You know. You keep everything copacetic.
So... hypothetically, we killed your homie.
Hypothetically. How you feel about that?
Hypothetically. Would you be upset? You still sell us some guns?
$1 billion?
I mean, I'm not saying he's dead.
Exactly, B. So that's what's happening
No, I didn't know anything about that. And I don't know what country or... the guy's name was
he had to him. A very hard name to enunciate. I'm not gonna gotcha. Be. I'm,
so you're just too late. No, to,
I can't. Oh, I can Google this shit.
I mean, yeah, but that's And then it's gonna
missing
be
reporter in Saudi Arabia.
I found this.
Yeah. His name was Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed in the Istanbul consulate.
What was he saying that was so bad?
See,
did he say the grand leader has a little dick?
He was just speaking out about him. So then it says, Trump was like, it's early. We haven't finished our review or investigation, but I think it's a very important first step.
We may have to blow Saudi Arabia up.
Dude.
They killed one of us. They killed an American.
So yeah.
That's not cool, man. Yeah,
that's some shit that's been happening. And I've...
Well, that was pretty crazy.
Because this one girl was like, oh, you know, my filter or something, and like all these dudes were like complimenting her. I was like, you know, we got reporters dying out in Saudi Arabia, right?
I think it's Libya or some shit. There's a fucking slave trade. But we got Kardashian news.
Luke Cage is canceled. No season 3 on Netflix. What the fuck? Sorry.
Meanwhile, there's pedophilia rings.
But Luke Cage though.
They canceled Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
I mean, but I like Luke Cage.
Yeah, well, Luke Cage didn't like us.
I hope
what's going to happen is they're going to scrap the seasons for Iron Fist and for Luke Cage and come out with the Heroes for Hire series.
That'd be genius, though.
That's what I hope's happening. because the Danny Rand as a character in this version of him is extremely
boring. But whenever he teams up, whenever him and Luke are on screen, they actually do have a good time.
Yeah, they have a good, like, they have a good dynamic.
Yeah.
But, like, they just fucked up. I feel like they should have done Iron Fist first.
No, I feel like they should have never, like, this second season two was so fucking good, but, like, so dumb at the same time. Because, like, I feel like the guy that he's beefing with over the Iron Fist should have never been his best friend. Because, like, I don't think he should never consider him a brother or a best friend. Because the nigga should have noticed by the way he act. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
Like
he's kind of sketchy.
Like, dog, like, this shit got me tired, motherfucker.
Like, that's like. It's like when you live with a sociopath, like.
And, like, his mom. Like. And, like, his mom treats him like shit. It's like, that's why you'll never be the Iron Fist. My son will, because he's the chosen one.
No, your son is.
Your son's a fucking psychopath, B.
Your son fucking microwaves hamsters and shits on cats.
Shits on cats. You've heard it here, folks.
It seems like some crazy people would fucking do, man.
We shitting on cats out here. We crazy.
Hold it down and just squeeze out a fat deuce on its face. It's just,
oh my god, that's disgusting. Oh, so many levels.
It is what it is. So all right, man. I think that we should end it there.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it's been 47 minutes.
I think that was a solid first. Yeah, I think that was a solid first episode.
I think so too, man.
We'll put this out there. See how it does. We'll do another one. We can maybe do two a week. I mean, let's not get crazy.
But this is excellent.
But I feel like it's something pretty easily.
All right.
So I guess that's it for the first episode of the podcast.
About hey, bro. Like, fuck it. We out here. Follow me on Twitter, Barrett Bless. Instagram, Barrett Bless. Snapchat, Barrett Bless.
Look, I said
I know. I got to do a forward and back. Look, I need somebody to sign me out here, B. All right. I need money. Nigga broke.
Go read my reviews.
Go check us out. Not Your Man's Barrett Review. I review shit there too. I'm part of that sometimes. Yep.
I'm on the podcast and shit. We do reviews.
No, low key, check out Not Your Man's.
Go to the IG
podcast because that shit is.
Yeah, the Instagram story on Not Your Man's is always fun.
Yeah.
As fuck too.
Check, add them at 100%.
Yes.
I think next week, next podcast, we'll have like somebody else. I'm talking to Josh and I'm talking to Dustin and I'm trying to get Lucas on board.
Yeah. I'm down with all that shit, bro. It's the podcast. The
fuck it. Yeah. Let's. But 49 minutes. We're done. Signed out. Peace.
Bam.